The numbers from the election are still coming in, but one analysis indicates that despite what many of the pundits believe, the Donald Trump victory was not driven as much by the white working class, but more by the fact that Democrats stayed home. Jim Hendler is the director of the Institute of Data Exploration and Applications at RPI, the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy. He says while the numbers are still very preliminary, it is clear that the Clinton campaign failed to get enough Democrats to the polls on Tuesday.
Obviously, it's very different state by state, and when you look at national averages. But in the five key states, the ones that swung from Obama to Trump, we really see some clear evidence that you had Democrats either not voting or not voting for either Hillary or Trump.
Was there an increase in the white vote?
We don't know for sure the demographics because those numbers take a much, much longer time to come out. Most of the demographic information is still based on polls. It appears that the total numbers will show most voting populations went up slightly, but we will see a higher proportion of white voters.
Can this be broken down by urban areas, by suburban, by rural areas? Is that showing any separation, any difference?
That seems to be, again, it's a while till all of the data is in. But if you look at the precinct maps, it seems to be the case that you see two different effects. One is areas that were Obama areas that went for Trump that were in more rural areas included suburbs in the precincts, and that the urban areas that didn't come out as strongly for Hillary as expected included suburbs. So I think the story is going to be that it is the suburban populations in the five states that had the biggest impact.
Was there a regional difference? Did fewer Democrats come out in Florida than in Pennsylvania, than in Ohio, et cetera?
We're still working on those numbers. What's really telling is that we actually see some evidence that the Republicans had many people who voted for Trump for president, but then did not vote either for anyone or for the Republican senator in their state, in those five states, whereas the Democrats had a number of people who voted for the Democratic senator, but not for Hillary. So that would seem, again, to imply that what we're really seeing is Democrats not voting as the key factor.
When all of the numbers do come in eventually, what do you hope to learn from beyond what you've already known?
You know, it's very hard to answer that question. The numbers can simply tell us what happened, but not why. As we start getting down to precincts and what are called census tracts, we'll have a much better feel for what was happening in different communities, but the numbers can never tell us why did less Hispanics seem to back Hillary than expected. Why did people not come out? So I think that'll be a matter for pundits and political speculation. And the prime evidence I argue for that is we're still arguing versus Bush versus Gore 16 years later.
When your analysis is finished, or even your preliminary analysis, what do you do with these numbers? Do you give them to pollsters? What comes next?
At this point, we've just been doing it mostly because we're interested and we're a data institute so we can play with numbers. We're not primarily political scientists. Our work is almost all in science and engineering. So I think at this point what I've mostly been doing is explaining what we're seeing, sharing that with people, and hoping that the data journalists will really pick this up and run with it. And we're already seeing some evidence that some of the national analysts are starting to see the same trend.
Jim Hendler is the director of the Institute of Data Exploration and Applications at RPI, the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy.